He may be one of the most famous artists in the world, and not because of what you've seen hanging on museum walls. Shepard Fairey's images of Barack Obama were a visual trademark for the 2008 presidential campaign. And now Fairey's got a show opening at one of New York's most influential art galleries. Carolina Miranda is a cultural critic who's followed Fairey's career, and she's here to discuss his show and other shows around the city. Hey, Carolina.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So Fairey's got a show up now at Deitch Projects on Worcester Street called May Day, and it highlights American revolutionaries. How revolutionary is Fairey himself, a street artist who's now a gallery-represented art star?
Well, I don't think it's that unusual of a trajectory these days, but I think what makes Fairey important is that he was one of the first to do that, that he started off with a little sticker campaign in the early 90s when he was a student at the Rhode Island School of Design, and it quickly turned into this cultural phenomenon, this Andre the Giant Obey figure that popped up on buildings, on stickers, on skateboards, everywhere on city streets, and eventually in galleries. It's also popped up. I mean, he's quite commercial. It's also popped up on print series and T-shirts and belt buckles, which makes him a little bit of a divisive artist in some ways because people are very critical of that commercial aspect of his work. I mean, I think what he has to say to that is that, you know, not everyone can afford a $10,000 painting, but some 16-year-old kid might be delighted to have a T-shirt with one of his designs on it. Like, he really thinks about it from a very sort of populist perspective.
And there was some controversy about that Obama picture, too, right? Because there were copyright issues that he kind of denied for a while that, no, it wasn't an AP photo, but then it turned out it was, and he admitted it. I mean, has that really marred his reputation?
I think he's definitely faced criticism along his career of appropriating images of other people's work. I think what's really interesting about the show is that if you turn the program on its backside, it has credits to all the photographers whose work he used in making the posters and the paintings that are in the show. So I think there's definitely a lesson learned there.
So what's in the show?
Well, it's a number of tributes to figures that he has been inspired by, all the way from Keith Haring to Basquiat to Debbie Harry. He's hugely influenced by music. So you'll see a lot of that in the show.
Now, the show is only up until May 29th, and it's Jeffrey Deitch's last show before he takes over the LA Museum of Contemporary Art. What's New York losing when we lose him?
Well, we're losing a figure that since the 80s has been an integral part of the downtown art scene. I mean, this is someone who's been tied to Basquiat. He's tied to Keith Haring. When he first opened his gallery in 1996, one of the first shows he did was a Vanessa Beecroft installation. Enormously influential, and also always managed to tap, no matter how big and how commercial he got, always managed to tap this like underground culture vein.
Okay, enough about Fairey and Deitch. Over at the Factory Fresh Gallery in Brooklyn, you're a fan of another graffiti writer, a Belgian artist named Roa. He makes wall-sized drawings of animals, rodents and roaches, I guess urban animals. How is his work different from what Fairey is doing? What's on display there?
Well, it is kind of an incredible counterpoint because while a lot of Fairey's work is mass-produced, a lot of stenciling and posters, what Roa does is more along the traditional lines of what graffiti is, which is a site-specific installation. You find a wall, you find an alley, and you create a work to fit it. What he's doing at the gallery in Bushwick is he has basically like combed the streets of New York for all kinds of incredible refuse and has built these wall installations that then he has painted on. So you do get this a little bit of a feeling of that urban decay within the gallery setting, but very beautifully constructed installations. This is not a haphazard install.
And you can see images from both of these shows. Check out Carolina's choices for exhibitions happening this week. It's all on the culture page. Just click on culture at WNYC.org. Thanks, Carolina.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.